Hey there, anime fans. Here we are again. This is Amazing Beam, and I'm coming to you again with more anime news in the anime community. So, just to start off, our first article that we're going to be talking about is the Crunchyroll and Sentai partnership. Crunchyroll is partnering with Sentai Filmworks in order to release more home video releases for anime fans. So right now, it seems like they already have a slew of a little list of titles that they'd like to re-release in order to kick off this partnership. Some of the titles include Food Wars, The Fourth Plate, Ascendance of a Bookworm, and World Trigger, something that I find interesting. So this kind of news is actually kind of nice and welcome because it's nice to see these different studios and these different publication companies collaborating and helping to get more anime out to anime fans. So I look forward to seeing more of these titles being rolled out, and we'll see how they do. So this next little tidbit of news is also from Crunchyroll, but it's also something I'm excited for personally, and it has to do with Shenmue. For people that don't know about Shenmue, Shenmue was a video game that was released on the Sega Dreamcast, and also the Xbox way back in the day, back in the 90s and early 2000s. And it's basically an 80s kung fu epic, which is one of my favorite games. And obviously, I've seen the reviews for Shenmue 3, but I haven't played it just yet. But that does not pertain to the news that we have today. Today, the news is Crunchyroll and Adult Swim will be announcing a Shenmue anime series. So this is something that should be exciting for many Shenmue fans. This is something that, you know, we wanted to see for the series to expand. And basically, this series will follow the main character of Ryo as he tries to avenge his father after his father has been murdered. The next little bit of tidbit of news from this is that Chikara Sakurai, who has directed some episodes of One Punch Man and I believe a few episodes of One Piece, they will be coming into this project and directing it, and we'll see how it goes. So Yu Shuzaku, who is the creator of Shenmue, he is going to be an executive producer for this project. And we'll just have to see where the project will go from here. So we will keep you guys updated on Shenmue, the anime series. Hope you guys are having a great Labor Day weekend, and I hope to see you guys soon.
So this Friday, they announced that the Fast Fingers manga is going to get their third stage play. Now, they will do this around 2021. Now they did the first stage play adaptation ran in Sazoria Hall Space Zero in Tokyo in May 2018, and the second one ran in Tokyo's Masazuchi Theater in May 2019. Now the Crunchyroll describes the series as Bunzo High School welcomes its new first year students. One of them is Hoshishima Shiki and is chosen to participate against his will in a impromptu fast buzzing quiz meeting by the president of the quiz bowl circuit. As a quiet boy who loves to read and doesn't want to stand out, Shiki is overwhelmed. His classmates, Fukumari Mari, is able to hit the buzzer and answer questions before the full question is given. As he watches her, Shiki realizes that there's a point to each question where the answer becomes certain. So, more or less, this is also called 7 Right, 3 Wrong, or 703X. Or, in Japanese, it would be Nana Maru San Batsu. So, this is a lot of manga. There are a lot of manga that are getting a lot of clout and a lot of stage plays, and I like that because it gives a lot of creativity. When you usually watch stage plays, the actors are really taking their time and trying to envelop themselves into the character. The reason why I like stage plays is because, like, there is a lot more creativity and a lot more love that goes into the creation because they don't have that budget. They don't have that production. They don't have a lot of money going into it. It's more about trying to do the best they can with what they have versus the live-action movie industry that just puts together something that they think will look good or some indie movie guy trying to portray his vision of how this particular manga should be, instead of just producing the story as written. So I think that this will be portrayed in the right way, but there always are mistakes, and there always are things that people might understand or misunderstand. And again, like I said about the New York Times article, you always have to be certain that the people that are actually doing this are actually fans of the creation, and that they want to see the creation be well represented. And they're not just saying, oh, the kids like this stuff, so let's make a play out of it. You know, I hate to be the killjoy in this news article, but you have to be careful with it. And I'm not trying to gatekeep, even though it sounds like I'm trying to gatekeep, but I've seen this happen with a lot of companies where they try to slide their way into the anime or manga communities, and they promise that they're all about the creation, they're all about the manga, or all about the anime, or whatever it may be, and they usually aren't. They're just here to get you to pay money for their company. So with that being said, it's very important to keep an eye on these people, you know, keep an eye on what their intentions are. So with that being said, I'm going to post the link of this article on Twitter as well as Amino, so that way you guys can read it for yourself and tell me what you guys think. And you guys stay here for more news on AMN Manga News. So this is an article by Anime News Network that covered that three manga ranked on the New York Times September graphic novel bestsellers list. Now, if you're a writer, getting on the New York Times bestsellers list of any sort is very, very good, because you can get a lot of publicity, a lot of people will be reading your book. Hey, the New York Times said this book was really good, so I think I should check it out. Now, the article says that three titles ranked in the New York Times monthly graphic books and manga bestsellers list released in early September. The first volume of My Hero Academia Mank ranked at number 7. The first volume of Demon Slayer ranked number 12. And the Venus in the Blind Spot manga ranked at number 15 on the list. The New York Times posted its first graphic books and manga bestsellers list in October, and is one of the categories of the newspaper's new bestsellers list. So they have come up with some lists to include more books, more genres, because they know that now manga is becoming a big thing. It's becoming a big thing of entertainment, and they can't ignore it anymore. Now, on the good side, this is very good. It gets a lot of publicity from the manga community. It gives a lot of manga artists a chance to really put their names out there, especially indie manga artists and indie manga kais, because now they can actually say, you know what, I can try to get my manga on the New York Times manga graphic novels and manga bestsellers list, and then I can get some clout. But on the second hand, this can also lead to a lot of corporations utilizing this to get into the manga community. The New York Times is supported by a lot of companies, and at times, while it may seem that the mainstream is trying to understand us, it can just be a trap to utilize manga as a way to sell you a scam, or sell you some type of lie, or even use manga to gain more money or put it in their pockets and bleed you dry. So be very careful of that. Also, who is actually ranking these manga? Is it an actual person who cares about the manga, who actually is taking their time, who's actually reading and going through the writing, the artwork, going through the characters and everything? Or is it just some guy that they threw on and, you know, told him to get it done so that way he can get his monthly bonus or get a promotion? Well, I need to know exactly what the New York Times is doing and with this new bestseller list for manga and how much effort they're putting into it. Because a lot, like a lot of anime YouTubers, they could be putting the least amount of effort, and we're thinking, oh, they're probably reading everything. Never assume anything. So I'm very happy to see that manga is being recognized, but also I'm very skeptical about the legitimacy of this list and actually who is actually really reviewing these things. Who's actually putting them? Who's ranking them? Is it a team? Is it just one person? Who is doing this? So I want you guys to really think about, you know, who is doing these things and what does this mean for us, as well as what will this dictate as far as popular manga? Because if this is the list that we have to follow from now on, I'm very, very skeptical as to seeing a lot of mainstream manga being put up here. But let me know what you guys think. Do you guys think that this is an amazing thing? Did you guys think that manga's finally reached the mainstream? Or are you a little bit more cautious? Do you think that maybe manga's got a little bit too mainstream and that the New York Times needs to put out and let the real manga fans rate which is the best manga ever? Let me know what your thoughts are. We're going to post the link to the article and all of our sources on Twitter and Amino. And you guys stay here for more news on AMN Manga News. So this week, the official Twitter account of The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya, they announced this week that they will be publishing a new novel. The series is a original novel series on November 25th, and the new novel titled Suzumiya Haru no Chokien, or The Intuition of Haruhi Suzumiya, will be the first new installment of the novel series in 9.5 years, or 9.5 years. Pre-orders for the new novel start on Tuesday. The novel collects three stories, including one all-new story. The book collects the Nana Fungi Overtime, Seven Wonders Overtime short story that debuted in Kadowa's One Time, The Sneaker Legend magazine in 2018, and the Esotopo Numbers, or Guesswork Numbers, short story that appeared in Nazi's art book that Kadowa published in 2013. The new story is titled Susura-san no Chosen, Susura's Challenge. The full novel will have more than 250 pages. So we're finally going to see the continuation of this story. I have not really been really into The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. A lot of people are mad at me about that. I will definitely give it a look and see what it's all about. But I know for a fact that this is a very popular anime. A lot of people have told me I should watch it. And I guess I'll give it a shot, but overall I think this is good. I mean, this is a 9-year anime that's been, you know, without a sequel, and I'm really glad to see a lot of the old animes getting a reboot, or in this case getting a continuation. They're not rebooting it, they're continuing it, and I'm very glad that they are making new stories, and hopefully with these new novels will create maybe a new season that they can, you know, publish and entertain the masses. So let me know what you guys think. Are you excited for the new novels of The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya? The god is back, and you know she's ready to invite you to her world. So are you guys going to pre-order? Are you guys not going to pre-order? Are you going to wait till it comes out on the in November? Please let me know on Twitter and on Amino, and you guys stay here for more news on AMN. Manga News. Stay tuned. So there's an article on Anime News Network that is saying that NHK is going to be producing its own live action special based upon only yesterday's manga. Now, this particular manga will be premiering early as January 2021. They say it's based upon BS Premium and BS K4. The article reads that Kikuyo Masazukiya is starring as the 64-year-old Ryuwa Takeo, and Anne, is playing as her daughter Masazuki Tsukumoto. So, live action adaptations have had a bad rap as far as America, and more of a C-average reception when it came to Japan doing it. I think Japan's trying it a little bit more to try to maybe perfect the live action thing. So they haven't really given up on it yet, so they're maybe trying to start with smaller series like Only Yesterday to kind of see where they can improve and then bring it to the bigger, more action-packed series. So the live action show story centers on Takeyoto Sugimoto, who lives in Tokyo in 2020. Takeo begins living together with her teenage granddaughter and Natsuki. Takeo's daughter is in her 30s and supports her as she pursues her new dream as becoming an actress. So I can see that this might be something that could actually be somewhat decent. They have to be very careful with the writing and how what audience they're going to be appealing to. This seems to be more of a female-orientated story. Not saying that that's what it is. Not saying that females would, all females would like this, like that males couldn't like this. But I do think that this would probably center more around a female audience. They're going to probably have to write at least two stories, one for the story or the TV show that the main character is going to be acting in, and the actual story itself. So that's going to take a lot of writing, that's going to take a lot of it's going to take a lot of time and effort to really get the lines down and get everyone on page, and also character development. What we don't know exactly what these characters are or what they're capable of until January 2021, so the special might not be a good representation of the manga itself. It might be similar, but not an exact representation. So I don't know if this was the right move. I mean, I would have just waited until the manga came out and published that, and then maybe came out with anime, then come out with a live action, because now everyone would have been more established with the characters and the plot, and it would have been a little bit more better to kind of enjoy it or know what to expect coming in. But I think what the companies are trying to do is they don't want to wait that long. They want to try to get more people interested in new titles. So I can get that. It's not a bad tactic, but I mean, even if it is if it is inspired by a Studio Ghibli anime that the article was saying that this manga was inspired by the Only Yesterday anime film in 1991. That's the issue I have. You've already released a film of it. Why do you need to go any further? You could have just did a remaster of the original film and people would have gotten the message. But the original home video film described the story as this. In 1988, Takeo Daisy Ridley is 20 years old, unmarried, and has lived her whole life in Tokyo. She decides to visit her family in the countryside and travels through the night. Memories flood back of her younger years, her first immature stirrings of romance, the onset of puberty, the frustrations of math and boys. The station she is met by a young farmer, Tosuro Dev Patel, and encounters with him and begins reconnecting to her forgotten longings. In a lyrical switches between the present and the past, Taka contemplates the arc of her life and wonders if she has been true to the dreams of her childhood. Now, I don't quite understand the whole actress supporting her daughter and actress thing. Is that going to be a part of it? Like, was this a part of the original plot? Because, again, this sounds a lot more female-orientated, that females would get this type of story, because a lot of girls have gone through puberty, figuring out boys and figuring out what they want to be, or having a romance, or figuring out their sexuality. I think it would be something that would really help young women better than boys, because boys have their own way of going through that, I think that if they wanted to get all audiences, this is not going to be it. They should just go ahead and say, okay, let's make another one for boys, and then that'll be that. But this is definitely a female-orientated thing, so hopefully they keep that in mind as they go into the filming of the live-action film. Overall, I don't know if I would watch it. I don't know if I would read it, because personally, I don't have any of these experiences. I don't know what it means to be a young woman. I'm a young man, so if there was some curiosity, I would definitely read it. I'm not too into reading it, but I do believe that you're only going to get a female audience out of it. So there, I see in the future maybe them trying to appeal to a more boy audience, trying to get them into it. Not to say that boys wouldn't watch it or boys wouldn't give it a shot. It's just that this is a much more, girls would get this a lot more than boys. But definitely let me know what you guys think, and you guys stay here for more news on AMN Manga News. Stay tuned.